From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, we are live from the NPR studios, and this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, occasional case of the munchies. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Allison Stewart. It is Friday, April 18th. Tomorrow is April 19th, and Sunday is April 20th, as in 420, as in the munchie reference. Stick around for the rest of the show if you don't know what we're talking about.
Snicker, snicker. Okay, so on the show today, live performance from the lead singer of The Decemberists. Colin Molloy stopped by to discuss his solo tour and the band's recording plans.
Also, the continuing story of the fate of 416 children in Texas taken from a polygamous sect led to this really interesting discussion yesterday in our office during our production meeting. We talked about all the gray areas of the story, religious freedom, safety, the limits of the legal system in dealing with all these children. We will look at some of the moral questions raised by this story.
Also, Mama Rocks Rules. A new book is a guide to parenting from Chris Rock's mom, a mother to some 10 children. And you and Mrs. Rock had a little conversation.
We did. She's going to give me some advice as I head out into the world of parenthood. It's my last day before maternity leave. And it's funny, Mama Rock, I'll confess that we taped this interview yesterday because she was busy schedule. And I asked her, may I call you Rose? And she said, oh, of course. And the minute she started talking, I was like, Mrs. Rock? What's the next question? I could not. She is definitely Mrs. Rock. Let's just put it that way. She was great. We'll also get today's headlines in just a minute, but first.
Something I'd been waiting over 7 years for, and I couldn't help tears come in my eyes. It was just really a moment I wasn't ready for.
That was Bernie McDade, a victim of sexual abuse by a Catholic priest, speaking to NPR after an historic meeting with Pope Benedict XVI.
McDade and four other victims from Boston met privately with the pontiff yesterday for about 25 minutes in a small chapel at the Washington, D.C. mansion where the Vatican's U.S. ambassador lives. The meeting was not on the Pope's public schedule.
Each of the victims had time to sit with the Pope individually, and by all accounts, tears were shed. McDade told NPR what he told Benedict.
Holy Father, I want you to know you have a cancer in your flock, and you need to correct that, and I hope you do. You need to do more. And he acknowledged me with a nod, looked straight at me, and thanked me.
Olin Horn, another sex abuse victim who met with the pontiff, says he thinks they got their point across.
There was a loud bell rung, and the sound was clear. And I think it's that kind of thing that I don't think you can unring the bell once it's been rung. And I think there's been a certain tone to this whole thing for so long. I don't want to sound cliche. I don't want this to sound scripted or boxed. But there was a moment of hope.
The surprise meeting was hailed by activist groups that have been pushing the Vatican for years to do more to address the clergy abuse scandal. But Barbara Blaine, president of the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, says the Pope needs to do more to make this first step truly meaningful.
Only if it's followed up by action. Words alone are meaningless. We need action, decisive action.
And Pope Benedict himself seemed to echo the sentiment that words alone would not fix things. Earlier yesterday in his homily at Nationals Park, he had this to say.
No words of man could describe the pain and harm inflicted by such abuse.
But the pontiff stressed that acknowledging the abuse is an important first step.
It is in the context of this hope born of God's love and fidelity that I acknowledge the pain which the Church in America has experienced as a result of the sexual abuse of minors.
The Pope arrives in New York today, and you can keep up to date on his travels all day by going to NPR.org. Now let's get some more of today's headlines from Mark Garrison.